John Green Nicarosa lived a hesitant life. He kept his mother to feed and protect him, and he would not dare to look for a wife, for he dreaded women would all reject him. One spring as football was changing to cricket, and the roar of the traffic was drowned by birds, as he went to buy his springtime season ticket, at the booking office window he read these words: "Don't try to peer through the holes in the glass, speak of the opaque space provided." Well, he caught his diesel with a thoughtful air, and saw the little schoolgirls dressed in black, crushed up on the front seat, combing their hair in the massive shadow of the driver's back. And he thought, when those girls see my face, they giggle with a feminine tinkling sound, I will buy a sheet of glass with an opaque space, and serve in the shop with my back turned round, saying, "Don't try to peer through the holes in the glass, speak of the opaque space provided." The very next day, the customers saw the space above the counter taken by a sheet of glass not there before. There was no reply when they asked for bacon. One of the regulars peered wide-eyed, but all she could see was the back of a head, then a hand edged out with her bacon tied, and a neatly printed card which read, "Don't try to peer through the holes in the glass, speak at the opaque space provided." The customers talked and the press came too. They craned and peered, but they couldn't get closer, and soon the whole wondering public knew its invisible backwards facing grocer. His gentlemanly ability to hide all feeling made the breasts of the League of Political Women stir. And Sir John Green rose via MP for reeling to invisible, backwards-facing Prime Minister, saying in Parliament and on television and sometimes quietly to himself, "Don't try to peer through the holes in the glass, speak at the opaque space provided."